Hey, this is Carla Rieger. I'm a speaker, performance coach, and the co-founder of Mind Story Academy. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it when you can close your eyes and comfortably ignore the outside world. When you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. And never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you and enjoy. I'd just like you to relax, feel the safety, warmth, and comfort around you, and close your eyes. And turn your eyes upward inside your lids as if you were looking up at your eyebrows. And then down as if you're looking down a flight of stairs. But keep your lids closed. Good, and now you can turn them all the way to the left as if you were looking sideways. Again, keeping your lids closed, and then all the way to the right. And then center again. Now take a deep breath in through your nose. Breathing in slowly, filling your lungs. Hold it for a moment. And now breathe out through your mouth, nice and slowly. Breathe in again through your nose. Slowly hold it for a moment. And now breathe out through your mouth. Good. Now start to feel your body relaxing. And relaxing even more. And relaxing even more. Feel all your muscles just melting away as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Filling your lungs completely each time with rejuvenating fresh air. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now feel the muscles in your legs relaxing completely. Continue to breathe nice and slowly in through your nose and out through your mouth. Feel the muscles in your stomach and your chest relaxing completely. And continuing to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And feel the muscles in your arms relaxing completely. Continue to breathe nice and slowly through your nose and out through your mouth. Filling your lungs with clean, fresh air each time. Now feel the muscles in your neck and your face relaxing completely. Let your jaw go completely. And your forehead completely. And continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. To get even more relaxed, I'd like you to see yourself standing in a beautiful old oak forest. It's a warm summer day. You're relaxed and feeling safe and protected. You can hear a few birds singing in the distance. The light is dappled by the leaves on the trees. There's a gentle and warm breeze moving across your face. And you can breathe in the scents of the forest. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And you can hear a gentle brook just ahead of you through the trees. And there's a path down towards the brook. You look along that path. You hear the crunch of the dry leaves beneath your feet. And you feel the leaves of the trees with your hands as you walk past them. You feel completely relaxed and completely safe. Breathing in through your nose, nice and slowly, and breathing out through your mouth. And you come to the edge of a little brook. The water is running clear and beautiful. You bend down slowly and let the water run across your hand. The water is cool and refreshing to the touch. You feel completely relaxed and completely safe. The sound of the water is relaxing and calms you down even more. You sit down on the bank of the brook, sitting amongst a beautiful array of flowers. You watch the water flow past. You're completely relaxed, completely safe. And you continue to breathe slowly and deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. You listen to the sounds of the water and to the sounds of the birds, and you can sense the clear water and the flowers on the bank. There's a warm breeze blowing gently across your body. You're completely relaxed, completely safe, as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, slowly and deeply, getting more and more relaxed. And you are warmed by the sun in the forest, completely relaxed, completely relaxed. You lay back on the bank of the brook, looking up through the trees. You listen to the gentle sound of the water. You breathe in the smells of the flowers, and you're warmed by the sun. Now you continue along that path, and it feels right, and it looks bright. Now, think of an area of life that feels stuck right now. And there may be many, but just pick one for now. And think of it in terms of an internal issue versus something in the external world over which you have no control, like someone else's behavior or a circumstance. It could be an inner issue around money or health, work, business success, a relationship, feeling confused on life direction, in life in general. So just pick one for now. Got one? Good. So, reflect on your journey so far with this aspect of life. Now, chances are, this issue is part of what Joseph Campbell might call a hero's journey. He was a great myth expert. We're all living many hero's journeys in many aspects of life throughout our lives. But with this particular aspect of life you're thinking of right now, consider it like a hero's journey that requires great courage. Because usually areas of stuckness in life are a sign you're on a hero's journey, where you've been called to adventure, meaning you're being called to grow outside your comfort zone in order to solve it. It's the idea that life is a school, it's a game of learning, and we find this reframe on life's challenges can make them easier to face and to solve, versus feeling like a victim to these issues we have to face in life. So wherever you are on your hero's journey, there's usually a structure to these calls to adventure, these calls to greater learning and growth. And the first is where you have to leave the ordinary world. In order to solve this, you have to get out of your comfort zone and become a different type of person, see the world in new ways, learn new things. So by reminding yourself that you're on a hero's journey with this issue, it can help to embrace the change and challenge and to find the most helpful thoughts, meanings, and perspectives that lead to the emotions that will help you along your journey rather than hinder you. And when you look at it from that hero's journey perspective, you may also start to notice synchronicities. This is the universe giving you clues that you're on the right path. And sometimes they come in the form of an ally, a friend, a mentor, a teacher, someone who helps you in some way. It could be in the form of an audio, a book, a video, an article, and there's an idea that inspires you to see this issue in a different way. Sometimes it's even a symbol or a coincidence or just this thought that pops into your head at the oddest of times, out of nowhere. So more and more, just decide you're going to allow yourself to notice those helpful synchronicities because they happen all the time, but often people don't notice them. So of course, if the hero's journeys of our lives were too easy, we wouldn't learn anything. We wouldn't feel like life was an adventure. It might just seem kind of boring. So inevitably, therefore, you will feel occasionally stuck. And the stuckness can take many forms. It could mean you've lost your belief that it's possible to achieve your goal. You might feel like quitting. You get confused. You can't see your way out. You've lost your motivation. You feel like there's nothing helping you. And sometimes when that's going on, it's just that you're kind of behind this veil. And if you can move the veil aside, you can see the next step on your path. You can get the clarity. And this involves staying open to your higher mind that is always trying to guide you. But the problem is people often get lost in a survival brain state where they can't access their higher mind, or they're letting the distractions of their external life block them from hearing this higher wisdom. And often it just requires slowing down long enough to listen. So what can you do to listen better? What has helped you in the past? What environments help you do that? Is it going out in nature? Is it sitting quietly, undistracted? So think about that for yourself. So just remember, as I said, the higher mind is there always to help you take the next step, if you're willing. Now, this next step may require you to do something foreign to you, or to be open to possibilities that seem impossible, that require you to build your character, to build an inner muscle, to dig deep in terms of strength that you didn't know you had, so it won't always feel comfortable. But the rewards are unbelievably worth it for this short period of discomfort. So imagine that you're willing to keep going no matter what, that you will emerge from this darkness, stuckness, confusion, and thrive. So just imagine being there now, finally having overcome this particular issue in your life. Imagine you've broken through to your next level and you're feeling like this much stronger person, feeling so transformed that this is now a non-issue. That you now live a life that doesn't even include that issue. That you can't actually hardly remember a life when you did have it. Your new normal is a life without that issue. And you have reaped the rewards. So imagine one particular reward that would be great to have received on the other side of this issue. And be the person right now that has that in your life. And feel what it feels like to have that issue solved. By feeling the feelings of having received it already, this is empowering your subconscious mind to help you achieve the goal. So, there you are, having solved the issue and received your reward. How do you feel? Do you feel relieved? At peace? Fulfilled? Proud of yourself, excited, grateful, something else? So any positive feelings that you would feel on the other side of this, just go there now. So you've basically fast-forwarded your hero's journey to the end, where you've faced all the dragons, the monsters, the fears, the hardships, and lived to tell the tale. You now see they were actually gifts. They were tests to build your strength, to learn, and you now feel grateful for them. And there you are, returning home with your reward, feeling vindicated for all your courage, all your efforts. You've demonstrated to the naysayers, whether they're in your external life or those inner judgments in your own head, that you were capable, that you could do it. You have returned with the elixir, this newfound wisdom that you can now share with those you're here to serve. In fact, you see now that your hero's journey on this issue, your transformation, was so that you could offer a direct solution to the problems of others. It was your test of initiation. So let's fast forward now to the end of your life, where you have the final reward, which is a feeling of having fulfilled your purpose, your destiny, of having left a legacy, made a difference for people, fulfilled your potential in small ways or big ways, that your whole reason for being has served a purpose, and you can feel good about that and at peace. Low, slow, deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Good. Now you're in the right vibration to dissolve this issue and attract more of the resources, people, allies, and magic needed to reach your ideal outcome. We started with the end in mind, which has given direct instructions to your subconscious mind as to where to go. Now, in just a few moments, you're going to come back up at the count of three. When I bring you back up, you're going to feel comfortable and relaxed. You're going to feel as though you've been completely rejuvenated at the deepest levels, right down to the level of every cell in your body. And understand that your subconscious mind will act on every word that is beneficial to you in this neural blueprint at this time in your life. And each time you listen, these suggestions will become stronger and stronger in your subconscious mind. Each and every time you listen, these suggestions will become more and more just a part of you, and you will become more and more a person of your choosing. Relaxed, calm, confident, peaceful. A person who is able at the snap of their fingers to be present right here, right now. So one, beginning to come up, feeling very good, filled with energy, rested, knowing you are the hero of your own journey. You're just on an adventure. Two, coming up even more now, beginning to move, feeling totally at ease. And three, eyes open, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. Well done.